This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 25th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Almost 2 years after beginning market studies with a mock-up, Cessna Aircraft Company announced Thursday it will proceed with developing a large-cabin intercontinental aircraft to add to the top of its line of Citation business jets. The Textron Board of Directors signed off on the project on Wednesday. Industry speculation already surrounds issues such as avionics and power plant suppliers, the aircraft's designation, and, of course, metal or composite. Cessna promises more details early next month. NASA found itself in the uncomfortable position this week of disputing a report the agency itself had commissioned. On Wednesday, the space agency again denied astronauts have flown into orbit while intoxicated. The Associated Press reports the denial is based on a new survey which reached 91% of the agency's astronauts and flight surgeons. Results were released online Wednesday. An earlier study, completed by an outside panel of doctors, engineers, and present and former astronauts, was released in July. It found two cases of inebriated astronauts flying into orbit on board the space shuttle. The report did not name names or specific flights on which the alleged incidents occurred, and survey participants were also allowed to remain anonymous. Ellen Ochoa, deputy director for the Johnson Space Center in Houston, did acknowledge one incident of perceived impairment of a crew member in a Wednesday news conference. Quote, "The incident involved prescription medicine and alcohol," unquote. Dr. Richard Williams, NASA's chief health and medical officer, said the individual was judged clear and medically fit to fly. He did not elaborate, citing privacy concerns. Southern Star Avionics of Mobile, Alabama, tells ANN it has attained a supplemental type certificate to retrofit the Avadyne Envision primary flight display system into pre-2003 Cirrus SR-20 and SR-22 aircraft. The upgrade provides a modern glass cockpit similar to newer Integra-equipped Cirrus models. Based on Avadyne's Integra system, parts of Envision were introduced with the Alliant Integrated Flight Deck developed by Avadyne and S-Tech for the King Air 200 and King Air 90. The Experimental Aircraft Association tells ANN the FAA has approved EAA's exemption request for the transition of ultralights and two-place machines to the Experimental Light Sport Aircraft category after the January 31st deadline. Now, this isn't a pass for owners who procrastinated. The extension covers only aircraft which were registered with N numbers before the deadline, but unable to complete airworthiness inspections due to factors beyond the control of their owners. Earl Lawrence, EAA's Vice President of Government and Industry Programs, was pleased. Quote, "Our good working relationship with FAA allowed us to understand exactly what these aircraft owners needed, what the FAA would allow within a request, and the time-essential nature of this exemption approval," unquote. An example of that good working relationship is the annual midwinter EAA-FAA summit meeting at the EAA Aviation Center. That summit's now underway at Oshkosh, with FAA senior staffers in attendance. More information on the ELSA exemption is available from EAA Aviation Services by calling 1-877-359-1232. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. There's new word on that British Airways 777 that landed short. Bush orders bureaucrats at the State Department to cut the red tape. And so far, the Osprey is confounding its critics. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Grone Brothers Aviation's Sparrowhawk project manager, Devon Hansen. We'll find out more about the company's just-released Sparrowhawk 3 gyroplane. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.